everybody. Welcome back to another podcast. My name is Bailey Stanfield, and this is Peace of My Mind, the podcast where sometimes I don't know. I'm in a room right now on a really squeaky bed. Listen to this. How exciting is that? I'll be rolling in my sleep and wake up to some squeaks. That's just that's a life motto. Rolling in your sleep, waking up to squeaks. Does that work? Not really, no. So anyway, I just wanted to check in and be like, hey, everybody. I'm still here. I know I missed the podcast Wednesday. I did an exclusive podcast for Patreon, which that's something that I wanted to talk about too really fast. I just got a new Patreon, or patron. Shout out to Jordan. So now we're at, we got Jordan, Ezra, Courtney, and Alex. That's four people. That's crazy. If you guys want to join that, I'm telling you, I'm going to remember all these names. I'm going to say it. It's going to be a thing for as long as I, if it gets to a lot of names, maybe I won't, but you guys are the greatest, and I wanted to come in here and give a regular podcast because I'm, like I said, I miss Wednesday. I just drove from Greenville to Richmond, and I'm here now. I'll be driving to Knoxville tomorrow, so shout out to Knoxville. If there's any Tennessee people out there, you're the only 10 I see. I bet you get that joke a lot. My grandmother's out there. We're going to go hang out with her for a few days. So we got a long drive. It's 7 hours, so that'll be fun. We'll have a lot of, it's me, my mom, and my sister, who I haven't seen my sister in a while. I see my mom every now and then, but not enough. So this will be a good trip to go and hang out with everybody. The car ride, we'll have 14 hours together. We'll be able to flesh out some ideas. Maybe we'll come up with a new business, like $1 million business plan. Who knows what could happen in those 7 hours there and then 7 hours back. I brought my mic with me. So that's what this is, which you can hear me. You can hear when I move my hand, so I'm trying to be very conscientious of that. This is the same microphone that people use for ASMR. So, everybody, welcome to the ASMR podcast. I actually had somebody that messaged me. I've had this a couple times that people have DM'd me and saying, "Hey, when's the ASMR podcast?" And I can't respond. Maybe I should do one day, but maybe not. I don't know. I mean, it just depends on my, like, willpower, you know? But, yeah. So that's that. That's the mic that is an ASMR. I won't do it. Maybe. I don't think I will. Maybe I will. I don't know. We'll have to see. But, yeah, going to Knoxville, the home of Quentin Tarantino, who just came out with a movie that I still haven't seen. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Can't believe I haven't. I also thought it was supposed to come out later in August, but apparently not. It came out later in July. Or maybe beginning of August? Later in July. Ooh, big yawn. There you go. That's for all the people that are on their way to work, striving to not be tired, and I just made you yawn. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I did that to you. I'm about to go to sleep. It's late in the day. Let's see what time it is. It is 12:24 midnight. And I'm still awake making this podcast. I forgot a charger, but I have a portable charger, which is pretty exciting. So I'll be using that, and it's a big one. So it'll last me. Don't worry. Don't you guys worry. I know y'all are worrying about that. Don't you worry. Just got the shipment in of those shirts that I was talking about yesterday, and I'm going to press those next, probably on Monday. And then that store will be open soon. If you want to, you got to grab them fast because I used to do per order. Now I'm doing where I order in packs and you have to catch it in your size because I'm thinking that might be easier for the future and a much more steady business model kind of. Hold on, this is going to be gross. I had to snort because my sister's sick and I think that I might be contracting something, just a little nasal something. But hey. A family that gets sick together sticks together. That's another thing I always say, and it's something I always say. Did you hear my wrist crack? Let's see, what else can we talk about? I was trying to do some trick shots today. Oh, I went to the driving range with my friend Justin and Dylan, and we hit some dingers. I actually had a friend there. Well, it was a kid that I went to high school with that was on the golf team, and he remembered me. So he was like, wait a second. Did you play golf with me or something? And he recognized me. I was like, yeah, man, are you trying to hook us up? And he's like, okay, yeah, sure. So it was $15 for this large bucket of golf balls that he cut down to $7.50. Come on, son. So we went and hit a bunch of golf balls, and it was fun. We were like, let's do another one. So we were like, okay, I paid for the first one. Do you guys want to pitch in for the second one? So Justin gave Dylan a $5 bill, and Justin was like, here, I'll put $5 in. And Dylan was like, okay, cool. I don't think he was listening. Because then we went inside to go get more golf balls, and we're like, hey, we'll get another large bucket. And Dylan handed them the bill, and I thought, like, Justin and I both thought that he handed him a 20, and then we just went on. He gave us like a little token to go get golf balls. So we went on our way, and we're like, wait a second, why didn't you get change, Dylan? And Dylan was like, oh, I gave him a five, and we just walked away. So we skipped out on $2.50. So we looked like scumbags because he was already giving us half off, and Dylan gave him a $5 bill and just walked away. And Dylan didn't mean, he thought that we were just giving him enough money. He didn't mean to. It was just funny because Justin and I didn't stop him because we thought he gave him a $20 bill. And we're like, that's good enough. I guess we're going to do. I thought that he was paying full price. I was like, well, you know, he gave us half price for the first one. That's fine. That's perfect. Whatever. We'll pay the full price. I don't know. It was just funny. He just handed him a five, walked away. I need to get better at storytelling. I'm realizing that I lost myself in that story. Basically, Justin gave Dylan a five. Dylan gave the five to the cashier that I knew that was giving us a, he was literally giving us a deal, and we underpaid his half off deal, and he just let it happen. And Dylan didn't even realize what he did, but you know, we played more golf. It was fun. Drove back home, got some 7-Eleven slushies. Got a Nerds flavored. It was grape and cherry or grape and strawberry Nerds flavor. Highly recommend if you have 7-Elevens around you and you have the Nerds flavor. I recommend you get that. It was great. I also got some Nerds candy, so we were all nerded out, which is already my daily life. And then, what do we do after that? We were hanging out, and we didn't really do anything. Then I came into my room and I was on the phone for a little bit. Then I just got in bed. I'm doing this podcast, and I just ran you through my day. That was it. Oh, I did work a half day today. I worked until 12, and then I had to get here because my sister was coming in from the airport, so we hung out then. But yeah, I'm gonna try to. Let's see if I can try to. I told you I was gonna do a Wednesday Saturday up or Wednesday Sunday upload, and I've already not done that. Yesterday, my plan was I stayed up late, and I was like, "Well, crap, I'm gonna do a podcast in the morning." Then I woke up in the morning and I did not feel very good. My plan was to do a podcast where I was going to wake up in the middle of the night and record it like tired. And I thought that was going to be funny. I thought that that would be some content. Like, ooh, tired, maybe this is hilarious. And then I woke up, didn't feel great, and then just packed up my microphone and put it in my bag and then went to work. And now I'm here, like 18 hours later. That's not really 18. Is it really 18 hours later? I just nailed that perfectly. Yeah, because I was gonna wake up at 6, and it's 6 or 12:30. So yeah, 18 hours later. But it didn't happen. I promise I'll do a sleeping podcast one day. I talk in my sleep. If I do a podcast where I talk long enough while I'm falling asleep, that actually, ooh, that might be a topic. I mean, that might be a good podcast. If I just lay the microphone down, I'm talking while I'm falling asleep. I start going like I'm just my mind's just saying what I'm thinking, and things happen, and it could be funny. I don't know. But yeah, going to hang out with my grandmother. I know there's gonna be sushi involved. Every time we hang out with my mom's mom, we always get some nice sushi, so that'll be fun. Get to hang out with my that grandmother, which is always fun. It's gonna be a fun week. Get a little break from work, which is much needed. So that's just it's just a all around good weekend coming up. And then the drive back, hanging out with my mom and sister. We'll have a lot of bonding time. It's just, I'm just living life. It's a good weekend. What else, man? I got a new shirt today. How's that feel? I'm really weird about shirts. I've started wearing almost all black because you can't go wrong with black, and I'm so weird with shirts that it's not worth trying. Especially with this minimalism thing that I'm going for. It's a lot of work for me to think, like, to find shirts, because it's not something that I want to have to think about. I want to just go into my little closet, grab out clothes, and then just put put them on. I don't want to have to think like, oh, what am I going to wear? Am I going to wear a pastel color or a dark color or a light color or a white or black or a gray shirt or maybe a long sleeve? Maybe a whole, whatever. It's a lot of things to think about. So now I'm trying to keep it pretty general. Most of my shirts are black. And then I've also got pastel and muted colors, which I guess pastel is muted colors. But it's very, all my clothes are pretty similar, so that I don't have to think when I wake up in the morning. I just go in there, grab something, and I know it's going to be a shirt that I like, if that makes sense. I don't know. It's definitely made me think, not worrying about like what I'm wearing. But it's also things that I know that it's not, I don't, this is an incomplete thought. It's something that I, here we go, let's process this. It's not me not caring what I wear. It's me knowing that whatever I pick out is going to be something that I like. I think I already said that. Well, we're running in circles. I don't know, man. This whole minimalism thing, it's really fun. Let me just tell you. I enjoy cleaning. I just posted a picture on Instagram and, or no, on Twitter about my room. It got a lot of likes. People seem to understand that cleanliness leads to happiness. I think that's just the facts, just the car facts. So I'm enjoying this, cleaning things up, getting rid of things. I just took a whole bin of mainly electronics, and like there were some board games, I think, in there to Goodwill, as well as a whole trash bag of clothes. We out here, giving to the community, which I was just thinking about Goodwill. Goodwill is a genius idea because consumers or just regular people donate their clothes for free. And then the Goodwill, like, place marks them up and, like, sells them. But it's not the fact that they're selling them that is, like, the thing. It's the fact that they're providing jobs to, like, I'm sure they provide jobs to hundreds of thousands. I wonder if it's hundreds of thousands or maybe tens of thousands. I'll say tens of thousands. Tens of thousands of people. Either way, that's crazy. All for free. Like, I mean, essentially for, like, the kindness of donations' hearts. So that's how I like to think of that. Like, I donated clothes today. You can get a receipt for a tax deductible. Maybe I should have done that. I don't know. Sometimes I feel scummy taking money back for donations. But I was just thinking of that on the way back from dropping stuff off. I was like, this is cool. I'm giving things for free. And it's essentially, in the grand scheme of things, providing jobs for people. So shout out to Goodwill. Shout out to thrift stores. Giving those jobs back to the community. Going to Goodwill tomorrow with my sister. And we're going to Zoomies. Maybe I'll end up buying a shirt. Who knows? That's another thing. With buying shirts, shirts are so expensive. Unless you go to Goodwill, you get them for like $250. Shirts are like $40. That's not true. I have a shirt. I used to have a shirt that was $38. That's an expensive shirt. But yeah. Is that where I'm going to end this? I think it is. Oh, how about this? No, never mind. I'm not trying to plug. I've been noticing that I've been plugging a lot. I would like to plug all my stuff, but I also am not trying to like saturate my stuff with plugs. So I'm ending this podcast without plugs to show that I also just enjoy doing podcasts. So no more plugs. You guys are all great. I really appreciate you guys listening. If you made it this far, man, you're great. Anyway, that's all I got. You guys are fantastic. Do something nice, somebody. Peace out.